everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Discovering Delight. My name is Sia, and this is the show where I talk about all the things that are bringing me joy. I hope you guys are well, wherever you're listening from. I hope this week is kind to you, and I hope you're finding joy somewhere in your lives every single day. So, I'm having a really good week this week. I am on my Zoom this week. I got some really good news. I got a job offer on Monday. So, I feel like that kind of fed into the energy that I just have and the joy that I am currently feeling in my life, because I have been job seeking for a couple of months now. And funny enough, I had given myself till February to find something, or else I just had run through my savings, child. So I was just like, after February, I have to decide whether or not I'm moving home to start over and try get things moving from there, or I get to find something, hopefully, and then I get to keep my place and keep living in the house that I currently live in. At some point, it was a bit touch and go, you know, with sending, what do you call this, applications and not hearing back. And it is a very, very daunting experience. I think anyone who is currently job seeking can testify to the fact that it is daunting, it is frustrating, it is extremely hard, it can get a bit depressing. Not even a bit, it can get depressing, you know? And especially if you're not hearing back. Like, there's a little bit of hope when it's like you get responses for like an interview or something, because that gives you a bit of hope that things are moving. But there is that period where you're just sending things out, you're not hearing back. That can be a very tough time. Just grateful to be in this space and to finally feel like there is a little bit of relief and a bit of a light at the end of this tunnel, you know? So while I was thinking just about the job offer situation, I wanted to talk about how this came about. More specifically, because it relates to my podcasting journey. And I think my podcasting journey has been the gift that has kept on giving and kept my lights on ever since I graduated from college. And it was something that just started off as a hobby, and I didn't anticipate it turning into somewhat of a career path for me. But here we are, and I just want to talk about that journey and the wonderful experiences that I've had in the past 3 years and the people that I've met, and the joy and the color that this journey has brought into my life. So in 2017, I believe, was the first time I went into like a recording studio, right? I was contracted to work for the Eswatini Exams Council as a voiceover artist. Happened by chance, truly. It was just based on the fact that I can speak English and I can also speak Siswati. So I don't know, you know how they have like, what do you call this? They have listening exams like for form threes and form fives. There's like the Siswati portion of a listening exam, and there's also the English portion. So me and a bunch of my other classmates were kind of commissioned to be the voiceover artists for 2017 exams, I believe. So that was the first time I stepped into a recording studio facility with a producer. We're given scripts, you know, and you're kind of like acting them out. And I believe that was my first initial introduction to any kind of like broadcasting environment, if I should put it that way. And I didn't know that that was a seed being planted then, because after I did it, it was done. And it was like, oh, that was a cool experience. I am glad I've had this opportunity, you know? And it was even made more heartwarming by the fact that a cousin of mine was doing Form 5 that year, and my mom is a teacher. And so by virtue of that, I know a lot of teachers, and they would tell me at the end of the year that, oh my God, we heard your voice and things like that. So it was quite heartwarming in that sense. But I didn't think much of it. It wasn't a thing that I thought at the time piqued my interest into any forms of like audio storytelling. But then in 2019, I think I took a documentary studies course, and a part of the syllabus was focused on audio documentary storytelling, right? And we had to listen to a bunch of podcasts. And I think the first podcast that I ever remember listening to was a podcast called The Heart. I think it's currently even still running till this day. And we had to analyze it for class and all those types of things. And that's how I started listening to podcasts. I was just firstly a consumer and things like that. And there was also another podcast that I really, really enjoyed during this time period, which was From Her Own Lips, right? And it was a bunch of women with feminist values who were pursuing their master's degree in the UK, I think in like London or something. And some of them were from South Africa and different parts of the African continent, the Caribbean, and things like that. So I enjoyed their conversations, and I felt like I could relate to them. And some of the conversations they were having were conversations that I was having with my friends, you know. And also that year, I feel like was just a year of coming into my own voice and kind of just growing in confidence in my opinions, in my perceptions of the world, and in my thoughts as well. And I was just really coming into like myself and trusting my voice, right? And during that time, I got to the realization that there were not a lot of conversations centered around the experiences of international students who are living and studying in America, and just the lack of understanding of the dynamics, right? And just some of the conversations around being homesick, trying to fit in, like the culture shock, all those types of things were conversations that I wanted to have and I was having with my friends at the time. And I decided that, like, you know what, let's start a podcast. And that's when Social Experiment was born, which is also derived from one of my favorite music bands called The Social Experiment. If you don't know them, check them out. Love them to bits. And I loved that band throughout high school, if I remember correctly. So I was like, also, I was experimenting. This is literally what it was. I didn't know much about production. But I was just like, I love the conversations that my friends and I have on a day-to-day basis, and I would like to archive them, and I would like to share them with people, and see if we can build a community around it and see if other people related, you know, as international students, but also bring clarity even to people from home who may not understand the dynamics and the intricacies of leaving your home and going to pursue a future or some kind of better opportunity outside of your home and your comfort zone, right? And Social Experiment had a good run. It was amazing. It was such a lovely time. And it became also not just about the podcast, but also a moment for me and my friends to bond and have conversations, because we knew every week we had to meet up and record the episode, and it was fun, and we'd catch up about the week and everything that was happening. So it was kind of like therapy for us, but also just like a social kind of gathering, right? And that's when things started. Like, I think in the sense of like starting a podcast, producing, learning, and being curious about what this entire process entails. And we had a good run with Social Experiment. enjoyed it, loved it so much. Some of the episodes are still up if you so feel like going back to 2019 CA at any point. But yeah, and then from there, I came back home when COVID happened, and my friend Lenny, actually, who was on the podcast, sent me a job post for, and someone was looking for a podcast producer. And I was like, dude, I haven't done this professionally. I've just been doing it for social experiment. I don't think I am a producer. And she was like, dude, you've been doing it, so why not give it a shot? And I did. I applied for that opportunity and I had an interview. The host of the show liked me. So then, boom, I started working professionally as a podcast producer from there. And after that, I produced other podcasts. And I have met so many amazing people along the way. I have received such amazing opportunities, even to the point where all the work opportunities that I've had so far in the past 3 years, all the projects that I have been selected to implement and be a part of, was due to learning how to podcast in 2019. And when I did it, like I said, at the time, there was no end game to it. It was just solely based on, I love having conversations and I love sharing them with people. And I've gotten to work in, you know, the creative space. And I was just like, this is insane that so many opportunities can come my way. And they're not necessarily tied to podcasting. I think that's also another good thing, is that I've had experience in places that I don't need to be a podcast producer. It's things like project management that I didn't think were in my career path because, FYI, my background, academic background, is in political science. So my path when I was in uni was to work in policy, more specifically immigration policy. That was what I wanted to specialize on, and that's what I did my thesis on. That's where I applied to for grad school. I wanted to be, you know, kind of like international affairs, international relations kind of space. So that's what I had anticipated for myself, and that was my 5-year plan. And because also I'm very much a planner, so I kind of have, I'm the type of person who has a 5-year plan. And everything that happened after, let's just say, was not a part of my 5-year plan. And it was just kind of like a moment of giving into the situation and just being open and saying yes. And, you know, and when opportunities come to me, even in the moments where the opportunities that were presented to me were scary and were things that I didn't see coming and didn't know if I could carry out well, I kind of stayed open and I was like, there's a reason why this opportunity was brought to my attention. There's a reason why I was approached with this thing. So I am sitting on a chair of gratitude. Just because podcasting has been such a fun journey for me. And I guess this is also the reason why, when I didn't know what was coming next for me, I kind of started this podcast. I went back to my basics and my roots and just exercised the same amount of rigor and interest in the thing that kind of propelled me on a path that I didn't anticipate, but a beautiful one nonetheless. I kind of went back to that in order to center myself. And I don't even know where I was going with this conversation, but yeah. And my potential boss, when he reached out to me with this new opportunity, it was such a wow moment for me yet again, because last year, I did a short podcast series for work, and I was talking to startup founders and CEOs, just kind of like getting into the heads of African business people and seeing what motivates them, what lessons they've learned in their journey, and all those types of things, you know, that kind of conversation. Kind of like how to vibes, how to start a business, how to grow a business, how to, you know, build a team and all those things. And it was good to have those conversations with them just because I was doing that, right? I was learning as I was going. And I was seeking advice from people who've done it before. And she was my first guest on that podcast. So I reached out to him with the concept and he was like, yeah, sure, I'm keen to do that. And so that felt like he was the first person to believe in the idea last year. And then we had our conversation and it was lovely. Thanked him for coming on the show and let him know that whenever he was in Switzerland, he should hit me up for a cup of coffee or something, right? And then fast forward to February, he reaches out to me and he asks what I'm up to lately because he has an opportunity in mind for me. And I was just like, wow, that is insane because you don't owe me anything and you don't know me apart from that 30-minute conversation that we had last year. It's just very crazy, you know? I could be anyone. I could be anything. But that level of belief, to me, struck me. I think a lot of it is not my doing, right? Because I only focus on the things that I can control. I focus on making sure that the recording is clear, recording the thing, publishing, editing. And those are the things that are in my control. But I cannot control people's perceptions. I cannot control people's reactions to some of the things that I do or the conversations that I have. And to me, to know that to a certain degree, there's some impact that the work that I'm doing, sometimes as a hobby, comes back to me, and that feels like a reward. It's like a reward. Yeah, I think that's the best way to describe it, because I don't want to get too, you know, spiritual on this, but a lot of it is not my doing. I think a lot of it has to do with luck, because the only thing I can control is how I show up, and I don't control how I'm going to be received. And a lot of it is a whole lot of luck and a whole lot of alignment. And sometimes it doesn't feel like I am in alignment, especially when there's certain things that I am dreaming for that haven't happened or that seem so far out of reach, right? And it's just such a great thing to know that I am seen, and more than anything, I am heard, and that there is room for me and my voice in the world. I am deeply grateful, and I'm always reminded of that through conversations with people, through the people that I've worked with in the past who come back and want to work with me again, and to continue some form of relationship with me one way or the other. Even if it was like a short interaction before, they want to come back and have like an expansion of that. To me, just feels very heartwarming. And I am deeply appreciative of the people that have been with me throughout this journey, which is not a thing that I thought would be a thing. Yet again, I am emphasizing that because in no way, shape, or form did I want to make a career out of this. In no way, shape, or form did I even think it would turn into anything. You know, after Social Experiment, I didn't know that I would get a gig, and from there I would get other gigs and other opportunities to kind of help people share their stories. And I think a part of why it has happened is because I've stayed open and I'm always, you know, eager to understand how things work and to kind of equip myself. I want to do a good job all the freaking time and make sure that I am delivering quality stuff. And it's so heartwarming to see that come back, even in the moments where maybe I do not know what's next, where I do not know what to anticipate or what the future holds, because who knows, for real. I'm putting this out there to say that sometimes just showing up as you are is good enough. And the people who see that, who appreciate that, will let you know that they do see that and they appreciate that, and they will reward you for it. And more opportunities will open up, even if, especially if you're a creative, because there's a whole lot of uncertainty around creative careers. There is no blueprint also. And I think a lot of people may say, this strategy worked for me and this strategy worked for me. But a whole lot of it, I believe, is dependent on luck and alignment. You just have to be at the right place at the right time. You just have to meet the right people. And that does not happen with you. Of course, you can strategically position yourself, right? To a certain degree. But even if you do that, that doesn't guarantee you like the outcome that you are dreaming of. But I think it's very daunting when you are doing something that has no blueprint, that you haven't seen somebody else do. And I do think podcasting is still very much uncharted territory, especially in this region that I'm currently in Eswatini, or the African region in general, actually. It's very much uncharted territory. And even the successful podcasts that you see from the US mostly, because I think the top podcast in the world, most streamed podcast, is the Joe Rogan Experience, I believe. Not sure if the data is still that in 2024, but I think it was the Joe Rogan Experience in 2023. And majority of podcasts are created and produced in the US. So I think the market there kind of has some level of structure. But when you're just existing in a creative career, you just don't know. You don't know what tomorrow brings. You don't know what the future holds. You can plan and you can hope for certain things to happen, but there's a whole lot of unknown. And that is even amplified by just trying to create a digital career, because that carries its own kind of uncharted territory-ness of it all. That's not a word. All in all, podcasting has been the thing that has brought me an immense amount of joy. Over the years, it's allowed so many opportunities into my life. It's opened me up to a whole lot of different kinds of people that I maybe would have met in another life or in another situation, but I don't think I would have created so many like rewarding relationships with people in the same way. And the most amazing thing about it all is that it's just through having conversations. There is nothing to it but a conversation, and it's beautiful to experience conversations turn into some kind of like tangible materials, if I'd call it that. So that's that on that. And I have a lot of thoughts. I have a lot of reflections, and I'm also just grateful that I remained resilient. I found something that I truly love and I enjoy, and I stuck to it, even though no one else that I know was doing what I was doing, even though it has a whole lot of uncertainty, even though it's also just scary to put yourself out there like that. I stuck to it because I loved it, and I love the prospect of community, and I love sharing conversations. So to me, it feels like home. And I'm glad that even in the time of turmoil or confusion in my life, I was able to kind of return to that and start something from that. And in doing so, I was then reminded again why this thing is such an important part of my life, because I was able to be seen and have a prayer answered through the work that I do. it's just been such a rewarding experience, and we're not even done yet, you know. There's still a whole lot more that I want to achieve within the space of podcasting, and I don't even think we're at the tip of the iceberg yet. So that also excites me. For anyone who's taking the unconventional path, you know, who's doing something where you're kind of paving your own way in that sense while you're doing that thing, and creating it as you go, I just want to give you the encouragement that there will be people who will see you, and the right people will see you, as long as you just stay low-key firing, do the work, you know, share your experiences, share how things are going, check in with yourself, do something that feels natural and true to you, and stay open, stay curious, learn about the industry that you're working in. Growth is a very slow process, and sometimes it may feel like you're not progressing in any way, but trust me, you are. And the more you invest in whatever it is that you're doing, the greater the reward will be, even though it takes time. And yeah, just listen to yourself, stay true to yourself, create the work that you want to create, do the things that you want to do, and pave a path for yourself in the way that you're most comfortable doing. So yeah, thank you guys for listening to another episode of Discovering Delight. I hope you enjoyed this conversation. There's a whole lot of things going on in my head this week, but I'm just grateful and hope you guys all have a beautiful, joyous week.